Morning, this lecture is the 13th of October, the year 2000. This is an ICAUSE lecture. The title of this lecture is going to be Self-Analysis. Now, there's a great many things that can be done with a self-analysis list. If you're not familiar with them, this is originally started out to be self-analysis in Scientology, and then later it turned into self-analysis in Dianetics. The original book, Self-Analysis of Scientology, gave you quite a few lists, I don't know, 20 or 30 lists, something like that. And these were recall lists. Later on we called the recall list straight wire. And that meant just hooking a straight wire in the mind, you know, from present time to back to where the original incident occurred. In the original self-analysis book, it was called Self-Analysis and Scientology. And instead of having you recall things, you created them. For example, one of the lists is recall the time that when you were happy. In the self-analysis book, in Scientology, it was create a time when you were happy. The original path towards clearing and OT levels and stuff was basically to exteriorize the thetan from the mind and body and bank and stuff like that. And then once that was done, then you went ahead and beefed the person up to where they were bigger than the mind and bank, and they could handle any force or you just went directly towards OT. You exteriorized the person, made him bigger than the bank, and then he erased the bank. Later on, LRH found out that really wasn't the most optimum way for everybody to achieve this mortality. And so then he wound up with keying the grades and keying the bank out gradually. Well, some of the very first things that were done were obviously the OT levels, because that's what he was after. So he was after an exteriorized thetan that was beefed up to the point where they could handle any kind of force or mass or a reactive mind or anything else, certainty in all three universes. And in the Class 8 tapes, he talks about this quite a bit in original days, that if you had a person that wasn't doing well on some of the processing, or he wasn't of a case shape to handle some of the stuff, you just went back to self-analysis. This was the introductory way of getting a person on the bridge and getting enough of a free theta back to the person so they could continue with the rest of their bridge or the rest of their case gain or this rest of their immortality, basically. So the self-analysis lists seem very innocuous or very unassuming. They don't seem like there would be very much to them, you know. Recall a time when you were happy, or recall a time whenever you won, or things like this. But what they do is spot the locks on in a person's life that sit on top of this reactive mind. Now, as we should have known by now, we have our Ingrams, secondaries, and locks. The Ingrams take a tremendous amount of free theta, free attention away from the being, because they're laid in under pain and unconsciousness. They're very heavy incidents. The secondaries are as bad. They're very heavy emotional locks. You have a tremendous amount of charge and grief and things set up in these secondaries. But what is given very little attention to these locks. Now, you may only have 100 Ingrams or something in a lifetime. And you may have, you know, a few dozen secondaries, things that you lost, things like this. But all in all, there are not very many major incidents in any one person's lifetime. Now, but the locks are the things that just remind you of a secondary or an Ingram. These are things that you look at, and you know, you see a baseball game and it kind of reminds you of a baseball game you saw before and so forth. But you can get these locks by the thousands and the thousands and the thousands. You figure you have one Ingram, we'll say, for example, on baseball. Well, every time you see a baseball, every time you see a football, every time you see a game, every time you see a crowd, every time you see a bat, every time you see anything that reminds you of this Ingram, you're getting a little bit of a lock on it. Now, these self-analysis lists are set up for general incidents, time, sense, your various emotional states, different postulates and things that you have made during your lifetime, and they're grouped into these categories. Now, in the bottom of the book, or the wheel as it's called, there's a little wheel with slots cut in it, so you can turn it around and look at the perception that you're supposed to be getting when you're recalling one of these incidents. Well, we're talking about Dianetics now, self-analysis and Dianetics. There's very few of the old Scientology books left. It's only the Dianetics books, and those are the ones that we were generally referring to when we're talking about self-analysis. And we leave the self-analysis and Scientology until the OT levels, which you will do eventually. But in the meantime, is a super good book, just a wonderful book for anybody that's just starting out in Scientology. It's intended for the very lowest case gain, or the very lowest case possible. This is a person that could just vaguely recall anything. Now, if a person can't recall anything at all, he's just kind of out of luck, because he's going to have to get an auditor, and he's going to have to do a lot of objective processing and touch the wall and things like this. But if a person can recall, if they can find any pictures, if they can find any incidents at all, the self-analysis book will take them from vague or very little recall to enormous, wonderful recall. The main thing that self-analysis book handles is memory. It really straightens a person's memory out. And there's much, much, much more to it than just memory. The main thing here is somewhat similar to ARC Straightwire. I believe that LRH developed ARC Straightwire after he had looked at quite a bit of this self-analysis and realized that you could probably just straightwire out ARCU instead of going and hitting all these little locks. But every time that you look at one of these locks, every time you recall one of these locks, it erases. Now, the locks, as you remember from a discussion on Dianetics, are sitting there, and they're sticking a little bit of attention that's hooked up to these Ingrams and secondaries. Now, every time that you look at something, every time you recall something, it will erase. Now, one thing you can erase out of the reactive mind is a pleasure moment. You can recall pleasure moments and go through them from now on, and you're never going to erase them, because they're not there to be erased. You see, they're not in the reactive mind. They're analytical. So anytime that you recall something unconscious to a greater or lesser degree, it's going to erase, because you're viewing it again as it is. You're as-ising the thing, and it goes back into the four conditions of existence and the fundamentals of thought in various books. So give you a lot more data on the subject, but what we're talking about is self-analysis. And for example, one of them is like, recall the time you're happy. Recall the time that you were happy. And so you sit there, and you may recall something that was this morning, or you may not be able to find any times, but you're going to find something where you were relatively more happy than you are now. And this is a little lock sitting on top of something that interfered with your happiness, you see. And every time you look at this little bit of unconsciousness that you pick up when you look at the thing is going to erase. Now, you'll be sitting there doing the self-analysis books. You can get a tremendous number of things. You can get all kinds of pains and aches and somatics. So somatic is just a pain. And you can feel uncomfortable, and you can feel sad, and you can feel miserable, or you can feel great. There's all kinds of things that will happen in doing these lists, because what you're actually doing is stirring up the reactive mind. In a way, you could say that the reactive mind is held to you with Velcro. It's a whole bunch of little hooks, thousands and thousands of little tiny hooks that are hooking you up to this big reactive mass called the reactive mind. So what we're doing in self-analysis is going through with memory, and we're finding each one of these little tiny Velcro hooks, and we're just straightening it out a little bit. See, we're just unhooking just a little bit of this connection to the reactive mind. Every time you recall one of these incidents, it's going to straighten out the reactive mind. Now, we pay attention to the perceptics. We have sight, taste, and touch, and smell, and your personal motion. That's, you know, how your body is moving around, and external motion, you know, cars and things moving around you on the outside. These are various things that you concentrate on whenever you're trying to run one of these things. If you recall in a time when you're happy, one time you'll be concentrating on color. And I say, oh yes, yes, I remember whenever I got that bicycle I wanted. Yes, sir, that was a wonderful thing. I was very happy. I wanted that, and I wanted it and wanted it, and it was red and white, and it had white streamers on the handlebars, and you go about getting the color. When you're running the self-analysis list, you go ahead and let the PC tell you about all the colors. That's what you want him to do, is contact all of the colors that he can in that particular incident. And then maybe you run through it again. The next time you go through, you're going to have a sense of taste. Well, he may not recall the bicycle time then, but he may recall the bicycle time. He says, oh yes, I remember very well, you know, I can still taste the chocolate cake that I had for my birthday whenever they gave me that bicycle. But see, you're looking into a different area of communication. You're looking into perceptions. And as you go through each one of these self-analysis lists, that's what you're asking the person to do, is recall a perception channel. You're asking him to recall a time when he saw something, when he smelled something, when he heard something, when he could perceive that things were moving around him. You're just using all of his communication channels to go through each one of these particular incidents, and you just keep on going through the self-analysis list. You'll hit each item many, many times, and on each one of these you try to get as many perceptions out of it as possible. We go back to our Dianetics theory. Whenever you get through an Ingram and you go through it and you get everything out of it, you completely confront that Ingram, it'll disappear. Well, this is much the same as the self-analysis list. As the person goes through these things, the reactive mind gets more and more and more, or erases more and more and more, the more perceptics you get out of it. So we're going to pause. So anyway, the self-analysis lists are just exactly what they say they are. If you do the handbook itself, it'll give you some exercises where you go through and you answer some questions, and you find out where you're at on the tone scale, or what you think about various things. And then you go through the various drills and exercises, and you'll find out that as you do these drills, your attitude about life in general comes up and up and up and up. So even though it's a minor part of it, self-analysis, that's in essence what you're doing. You're going through the book. It gives you a lot of good data about what affinity reality communication is, what memory is, the various things. LRH is a wonderful author. And anybody that can sit down with this book and work on it for a few weeks or a few months can markedly improve themselves. About the only thing you really have to be able to do is remember things. And it's not even that you have to have a very good memory. If you can recall pretty much anything, you get along fine with self-analysis. And like I said, on the Class 8 course, there was a lot of data there in the early days, and even before in the PDCs and stuff like this, where that was the entrance to a case. And even in the early 70s when I came into Scientology, that's what everybody kind of went into in the beginning, was the HQS course, the Hubbard Qualified Scientologist course. And You did quite a bit of stuff. You learned to audit the self-analysis lists, and you learned how to run them into an EP, and then you ran the CCHs, the early CCHs, control, communication, and havingness. So this actually brought the person into present time. It gave them a lot of havingness. It brought their communication up a lot and made them able to duplicate things. That was one of the other things you did. CCHs 1 through 10, I believe, and then a thing called book and bottle, or opening procedure by duplication. And again, this was the early day stuff. They would run book and bottle for 200 to 500 hours, and people getting gains the whole time. But anymore, we run it to exteriorization, and once the guy is exterior, then you the grades processes of Scientology are much quicker way of doing this. But in the beginning, self-analysis lists were one of the very best tools. In the beginning, they didn't have a lot of correction lists for different things.